Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, everyone. We are here, and I'm Ambassador Hagen, and we are here on the NPA studio, and we have Prophet Ezekiel with us, and he will be continuing with part two. Please stand by. Studio. Well, hello, friends. We're back into the studio. We do apologize again for that little technicality right there. But thanks be to God, we're back on with the prophet. Amen. God bless you. Prophet Ezekiel is back in your hands, sir.
Okay. Thank you so much, Evangelist Julie. God bless you. And so what happened, God gave me these three words, and he told me to begin to complain, confess them before the situation which I was facing, which was a $4,000 to $7,000obligation. So at the very last day, God worked it out, and I began to say these words before in the very face of the obligation which I was facing. And I want you to know God worked a supernatural miracle. That thing which was $4,000 to $7,000, I was able to get all the work and everything done for only $230. $230 for $4,000 to $7,000 worth of work and repair. And I tell you, only God can do that. Now, the word that God gave to me in Revelation, because you can read a word out of Scripture, and it has power, which is the logos. But when God gives you that revelation of it, then it becomes rhema. So I want to show you and share with you the rhema that God gave me specifically. They're the same reading which we read here in reference to what he gave Zerubbabel. He told the prophet Zechariah to tell Zerubbabel these words in order to give him deliverance from the great immovable situation that he was in. He was in a desperate situation. It was like he was facing a mountain that was standing before him, because he was helpless in human effort in order to remove it. So God gave him divine intervention through words by which he was to speak. And let me tell you what it was. He says here, looking at the same verse again, then he answered and spake the word of the Lord. Let's read it again. This is the word of the Lord. Again, this is the word of the Lord, which is a reputable saying, not by might, nor by power, nor by spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Then the seventh verse ties it all in. Who art thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? Thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shouting, crying, grace, grace unto it. Notice what God says here. For many times people read the very which it says, not by power, nor by might, but by my spirit, which is verse 6, but they leave out verse number 7. And the verse number 7 ties verse 6 in together. He said here, who art thou, O great mountain, that you are standing before Zerubbabel? Who are you? Who dare stand before the man of God that I'm using? Who is there stand before the appointed one? Who is there stand before my child? Zerubbabel is the governor who is to help my people. What mountain would dare stand in his way to prevent him when I'm on his behalf? Who art thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? Thou shalt become a plain. Thou shalt become a flat field. Thou shalt become an empty flat plain. No more height that reaches to the heaven to block me out my path. But you shall become a flat plain walking field for me to walk across a flat plain. Through how? And he shall bring forth the head shouting. God said, I want you to shout against the mountain. And isn't that what Jesus said in the New Testament? Jesus said, who shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, be thou plucked up, cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he say shall come to pass, he shall have that which he say. So here it is. That's what Jesus said in the New Testament, confirming what was said here in the Old Testament. In the Old Testament, he said, shout against the mountain. Shout against it. What words were he to shout against it in the Old Testament? In the Old Testament, he was supposed to shout against the mountain and cry, look at the verse, crying grace, grace unto it. In other words, when a mountain stands against you, this is the revelation, when any mountain stands in your way to prevent you from fulfilling what God has called you, showed you, revealed to you, all you have to do is call grace against that mountain. Shout against those bills. Grace, grace. Shout against that bad doctor's report. Grace, grace. Shout against that trouble in the home. Grace, grace.
Shout against whatever is coming against you. Shout against it grace. Because when you shout grace, you begin to call on everything that Jesus comes to give. The Bible said that Moses, the law came by Moses, but grace and peace came through the Lord Jesus Christ. So grace is something that comes from God, the very word and the very substance of what it is. And then all grace is given through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So when you begin to cry grace against whatever obstacle situation is coming against you, you're beginning to call on everything that Jesus comes to give you. Amen. So when you cry grace, grace, in the name of Jesus, grace, grace, you're calling, amen, on everything that Jesus comes to give. He comes to give us grace. Even we are even saved by grace. We are healed by grace. We are delivered by grace. We are set free by grace. We are strengthened by grace. For by grace are you saved through faith. It is a gift of God, not a work lest any man should boast. And in this time, of the moving of God's Holy Spirit, everybody who learns to run to grace against everything that they're facing is going to be just like in the vision, where God busts open that door, through and by not human effort, but through and by the power of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. So right now, I encourage you, my brother. I encourage you, my sister. Grab a hold of the word of faith that is within your heart and release it against the obstacles that stand in your way. You are a mighty man of God. You are a mighty woman of God. You can fulfill the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning your life. And everything that God has called you into, he has equipped you through and by his precious Holy Spirit to be able to fulfill it. As you trust in the Lord, as you yield yourself to him, as you surrender yourself to him, you can see the power of God being made manifest, and especially during this month of May. This is the fifth month, and fifth in biblical numerology always stands for grace. And how much more a message of grace during a month of grace? Good God Almighty. Thank you, Holy Spirit. So I encourage you, during this month of May, if you would grab a hold to the grace that is being presented and that you would cry out to God, grace, grace, you will see the power and the manifestation of God to manifest on your behalf. I encourage you right now. So I'm moved, and I want to encourage you, to each and every one of you, what do you believe in God for? You may have been happening on your prayer altar. You may have been interceding and supplicating. But if you will understand that there are certain times that God will move specifically and that this is now the time of the stirring of the water, you will see miracles delivered, manifested to you during this month of May. I prophesied on the authority of the name of Jesus Christ, all hearts, to trust Jesus as the only Lord and Savior and the deliverer of the whole world. On the authority of the name of Jesus, if you would trust and release your faith during this time of this month of May, crying grace, grace to everything that would come up against you, you will see the power of God. So let's pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I pray that everyone who is listening by way of radio or by this broadcast, that their hearts would be touched and that their hearts would be filled with the faith of God, for them to trust you and to believe you for miracles, signs, and wonders, that their lives will forever be changed through and by the preached word of the living God, that they will have faith in Jesus Christ, that he has come, that they may have life and have it more abundantly, that it's Jesus alone who comes to give grace, that Jesus alone has hung on the cross. He bled, he died, he rose from the grave to set all captives free. And whosoever will, let him come, says the word of God. And whosoever will put their faith and their trust in the power of God's word and his precious Holy Spirit and the power of his blood, they can see the miraculous, creative, life-changing power of God manifested in their situation to give them victory and life. For the word decree and declares, I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. And I pray right now, in the name of Jesus, I prophesy over them that they will receive strength through the word, that they will receive the faith to believe, that they would actually take the word of faith in their heart and begin to claim against their bills, grace, grace, claim against the opposition that's coming against their ministries, grace, grace, that they will begin to cry against their grace, grace, whatever circumstances, situation. I thank you, Holy Spirit, against that spirit of depression and oppression, cry grace, grace in the name of Jesus. Against that spirit of heaviness and of lack in their life, cry grace, grace in the name of Jesus. And watch the power of God come and revolutionize their life to bring about transformation and the fulfillment of God's word which says, my will not return to me void. And according to your faith, be it done unto you. And whatsoever you should ask in prayer, believe in, that shall you receive. And again, it is the Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. And again, no good thing without a hope in them that walk uprightly. And again, asking you shall receive, seeking you shall find, knocking the door shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asks you receive it, him that seeketh findeth, and him that knocketh the door shall be opened unto him. And again, it's the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Many scripture verses that points to God's will concerning your life, that he wants you to prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So on authority, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray release in the life of everyone who's hearing this word, that faith would come forth, that you have the faith to believe and see God move even during this time of this month of the season of grace. So I pray that your heart and encouraged through the word of God, and that you will be diligent in exercising your faith. Your faith should be able to save you, because that's what Jesus said many times to those who got healed. He said, your faith has made you whole. Your faith. So I pray this word of faith will increase your level of faith, that you will go forth and walk in the fullness of all God has ordained for you in Christ Jesus. Amen and amen. So I thank you, Evangelist Hagen, Julie Hagen, for giving me this time just to talk. Your radio audience on the road here. Leave here, George, head on back there to Fort Lauderdale. Ask that you all just pray my strength in the Lord, and it's been a wonderful pleasure. And I just want to say God bless each and every one of you as you go through this day, crying grace to the glory of God in Jesus' name.
Oh, my. Thank you so much, Prophet Ezekiel. Oh, my. This is my brother, y'all. I tell you, and I thank God for him, a great man of God, prophet. God has called him to be a prophet to the nations, and I thank God for what a right now, fresh, ready word. And that's what we're going to do for the rest of the day. We're just going to cry, grace, grace, grace. For those of you who are listening, we also will re-air this program at the later hour, 6:30, or check us out, 6:30, and throughout the day. As you go to our website, you'll be able to check on the scheduling. Also, you can call us, 347-934-0207. God bless you all. Thank you so much, Prophet Ezekiel. You're such a blessing, and
God
we certainly enjoyed you. Right before you go, though, in case some of the listeners would like to be a blessing, how can they make contact with you?
Oh, they can make contact with me by contacting by email, which is 7154 North University Drive, Tamarack, Florida, 33321. Again, 7154 North University Drive, box 154, Tamarack 21.
Okay, wonderful. Wonderful. Usually when we do a one of this sort, we normally get the commercials. We have a team of commercials that also bring us in. So do not let that distract you. It's just letting us know where we are. But for those that want to reach you, I just want you to take another 35 seconds and let them know how they can reach you.
Okay. So again, they can reach me by mail, which is 7154 North University Drive, box 154, Tamarack, Florida. That's TAMARAC, Tamarack, Florida, zip code 33321.
33321. Okay, wonderful. Well, we just want you to know how much all of us appreciate you being here today. Amen, and I tell you, God is going to bless you real good, and this is so blessed us. And thank you so much for taking the time out to be a blessing. God bless
you.
We love you all, and God bless each and every one of you, and family and friends, and those of you that are listening, we'll be back again soon. And don't forget, our regular scheduled hour is this evening as well as in the morning at the 6:38 p.m. hour. God bless you. We love you all. And until our next scheduled meeting, may the Lord bless each of you real good. We love you. Bye-bye.